The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, Biden has come out and said that he's going to stay in the race, so it looks like it is most likely going to be a Trump-Biden rematch. You've heard now from MSNBC and the New York Times that Project 2025 will end our democracy. You've heard this tons and tons of times. You're also seeing on X, if you've been on X, there's tons of celebrities coming out and just saying that this is the end of the world. They describe it as Trump's plan. That's the way they package this. This is his plan when he gets into office. The problem with that is that Trump didn't create the thing. Project 2025 was never created by Donald Trump. It is a document made by the Heritage Foundation. They're a conservative think tank. They're awesome, by the way. I love the Heritage Foundation. And you know, but again, they have no official ties to Donald Trump. And they're very conservative. They're way more conservative than Donald Trump, in fact. I agree with about 95% of what they say. I mean, probably closer to 99% in general, but at least in Project 2025, I agree with about 95% of it. I think most Republicans probably do. Maybe not as many independents, but again, it wasn't created by Trump. And so there's this huge lie going out right now that Trump has this secret Project 2025 thing going on, when in reality, it was just created by a group of people. They want Trump to implement it, and you know, they've made it for Trump. But that does not mean it is Trump. So the left is trying to paint this narrative that Donald Trump is this crazy radical conservative. The truth is, he is not. He's barely conservative. If we're honestly looking at who he is, the way he's kind of flipped a little bit on transgenderism, if we looked at the way he's changed a little bit with his views on abortion, again, I'm not saying that for political purposes there aren't advantages to that, but I'm just saying he's not as much of a conservative as people would think. He's actually, if you really look at it, more the moderate in this campaign. So Democrats' new strategy is essentially to just straight up lie and tell people that Project 2025 is his, when in reality it's actually made by the Heritage Foundation and it's just something that they want him to do. In fact, Trump has actually come out himself and said, like, publicly, that he does not agree with a lot of what's in Project 2025. And the most frustrating part of it, and what's so dishonest from the media, is that they'll go out and they'll say stuff like, if Trump gets into office, one of the things in Project 2025 is a federal abortion ban. So they'll go out and say, if he gets into office, his plan is to federally ban abortion. When Trump, just a quick search, by the way, these are professional journalists that are supposedly, they spend all their time doing this. A quick search would show you that Donald Trump has said time and time again that he is not going to put in a federal abortion ban. Again, as a conservative, I wish he would. But he hasn't said that. It's just a lie. It's just a straight up lie. He said during the debate and many times before that, that he is leaving it to the states. That's why he was happy that Roe v. Wade was overturned, because Roe v. Wade didn't ban abortion. It just returned it to the states. But let's just say for a moment that Trump is lying and he actually wants to implement Project 2025. And it's this conspiracy to become a king, like the celebrities and the media want you to believe. This is what Project 2025 believes. This is what their main thesis is. And by the way, it's like 800 pages long, so I'm not going to be able to go into the whole thing, but this is kind of the main idea. The main idea of Project 2025 is that the executive branch is led by a president, But in the 20th century, new bureaus were created. Those three letter agencies were created by presidents. And now they're not led by the president anymore. I'm talking about the DOJ, the Fed, the Department of Education. Those are appointed positions, and Congress is the one that kind of approves them and can impeach them. For instance, the House tried to impeach Mayorkas, even though Mayorkas is under the executive branch. Again, it doesn't make any sense. But all of this happened in the 20th century. It didn't even happen in the earlier centuries. Our founding fathers would never even dreamed of what's gone on since World War I. But what Project 2025 essentially is saying, and the main thesis of it, is that it wants to put the president in charge of the executive branch again. It's very clear about this. It's saying that the DOJ, the Fed, and the Department of Education, these are just some examples, but they're kind of the most prominent ones that I've seen in the document, that they're part of the executive branch, and the president is the head of the executive branch. Therefore, he or she is the one that is in charge of doing things. So again, if you want to fire Mayorkas because it's Homeland Security, that's part of the executive branch, you fire Mayorkas. You don't need Congress to do that. If you want to abolish the Department of Education, you could do that. It is your branch. These are your employees. You can fire them if they're doing a great job. If there's a part of your business or your branch that isn't really doing anything, Department of Education, well, they are doing bad. They're doing a lot. It's really bad. Or the Fed, who does really crazy things sometimes as well, they have the option to fire those people and replace them or abolish the agency completely, which, again, very mainstream conservative thing to do. Donald Trump hasn't talked about doing a lot of that. So, again, it's not really a strong argument that Donald Trump would do this. But, again, say he does do it, what you're essentially saying, so what the Democrats are saying is that this will make Trump a king, that there'll be no checks on him because, again, just for example, Mayorkas, in order to be impeached, the legislative branch had to do it. But under this, it would go back to the executive branch, which, again, makes a lot more sense because it's in the executive branch. What they're saying is this would just somehow make Trump a king, which is not true. But what they're leaving out is that our Constitution talks about three branches of government, not four. Right now, we have the judicial branch, the legislative branch, the executive branch, but then we have this other executive branch that the executive branch actually doesn't have any control over, so the bureaucracy is in the fourth branch of government. So essentially, we elected a president, and that president is supposed to be accountable for the executive branch, but they can't control the three-letter agencies. So you have these appointed officials who are just there, and there's no checks and balances hardly at all on them. Congress sure could impeach them, but as we saw, it's highly partisan. It never happens. But if you put the control back in the president, then the people can elect. They have the power to fire the president. We don't have power to fire the three-letter agencies or just completely abolish them. And so again, the left they're absolutely terrified of this idea, the idea that education, for instance, would be left up to your local school district instead of the federal government. That terrifies them because they lose control of it completely. The idea that a president could actually just abolish a useless three-letter agency, and then Americans can choose, you know, how they take that. Oh, did we like that? Did we not? And then we can reelect or not reelect that president accordingly. So no, Trump is not the radical. It's the left. Independents are overwhelmingly voting for Trump, by the way. I mean, I don't believe in being moderate all the time, but just because, again, I would love for Trump to implement Project 2025. I think it's awesome, but he's not going to do it. And it's very clear, by the way, that he's the moderate candidate because of the fact that independents are overwhelmingly going to vote for him. A poll not long ago showed that 54% of independents are going for Trump, where only 42% are going for Biden, and then the rest going to RFK Jr. I mean, that's a huge swing, a 12-point swing. And that's, you know, there's a lot of polls like that. That's just one poll. So independents clearly know who is more moderate. Well, guys, really quick, before I talk about the next thing, which is Biden and what's going on with his age, I do want to talk about MediaLister.com. I talk a lot on this channel about big tech and the way that they censor conservatives, but also just people who don't want to bow to the woke agenda. That's why I partnered with MediaLister.com, because media tech makes it harder and harder for those of you who own businesses to compete for attention online. That's why I partnered with them. MediaLister helps businesses get more out of paid communications and waste less on digital resources. MediaLister works closely with news media editorial teams to offer them quality stories for your brands and stable alternative revenue streams. This provides market transparency and insight into where your media budget can operate more efficiently. It's honestly about bridging the gap between your brand's needs for extensive media coverage on the one hand, but then also the news outlet's need for alternative revenue streams on the other. So if you know me, I'm all about alternatives to big tech. So if you are a brand wanting to advertise or to publish, go check out MediaLister.com. Well, a couple of days ago, Joe Biden was doing a radio interview and he had one of the strangest gaffes of his whole presidency, and that's saying something. Watch this.
He got elected. Why can't I get elected? By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman to serve with a black president. I'm proud of the role of the first black woman in the Supreme Court. There's just so much that we can do because together we, there's nothing. Look, this is united.
The first black vice president, Joseph Robinette Biden. I haven't heard that one before. This is baffling. And by the way, whenever he says, look, that's kind of where the video ended. Look, that means he's lost. That's just the telltale sign. He did it in the debate. He's done it so many times. If you ever just look, you know for a fact that he's completely lost. He knows that he's lost. It's because this is what happens, right? This is what happens when you have dementia. You have a train of thought and you lose it halfway through. And that's what he did. Obviously, he was trying to talk about Kamala Harris. It just didn't pan out. And yet, you still hear from celebrities on their shows and on X talking about how with it this guy is and how energized it is. It's like, show us. Show us. You've been saying for years, just show us. In the words of Biden himself. The terrible truth, though, is that there's only one alternative to Biden. And when I say terrible truth, I'm talking about the Democrats, by the way. Republicans are really happy about this. That one alternative is Kamala Harris, who is just about the worst politician that has ever existed ever. And this is the thing with the clip. I have done a lot of videos on Joe Biden's health, like a lot. And in many ways, I look at it and I'm like, how many videos can I make about this? Like, it's just like, I think people are getting sick of it, but he is the gift that keeps on giving when I'm talking about his old age. The debate happens. You hear tons of people after, oh, that was really bad. But then he has a really, like, it goes back and forth. And people are like, no, but he's so good, though. No one actually believes that. I'm just talking about the celebrities and you know, the liberal elites out there. But you hear, oh, nobody's doing better. And then, again, he's the gift that keeps on giving. He gives us something like this. And I thought after the debate, it couldn't get worse. It got worse. That is one of the worst gaffes that he's had. Again, this was just a few days ago. He is in steep decline. We have seen this. All of us have seen this with loved ones. We see someone who, you know, we know they're getting old and they kind of make slip ups every once in a while, but it's funny. But then over time, it really escalates. And this is what's happening with Joe Biden right now. If you would ask me 2 years ago, is Biden going to continue and finish his presidency? I'd have been like, of course, he's old, but like he's going to make it. But I'm not so sure now. You look at this year, like since January, this man has had a steep, steep decline. And when I say he's the gift that keeps on giving in terms of gaffes, I mean like it's every day now, like every single day. I could make a video about this every day if I wanted to. This one I just thought was really funny, so that's why I did it. And so what does this mean? Kamala Harris could be the president. And I'm not saying that she's going to get elected in November if she, you know, if they switch him out. And I'm not saying, by the way, that, you know, anyone would ever vote for her. But what I'm saying is that Joe Biden could die and Kamala Harris could be president for like a couple months. That could literally happen. He looked old 2 years ago. Right now, he looks like he could go at any moment. And again, I'm not happy about that. But man, the Democrats are screwed because if they put Biden forth, everybody knows he's old at this point. He's going to keep having gaffes and it's going to happen more frequently from now till November. Or he dies or they switch him out with Kamala Harris and they have zero shot with Kamala Harris because she's just the worst politician that's ever existed. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.